Oi!
Jake barked, but barking was lame, and he switched to thinking instead.
Change back with me.
Oi was eager to comply. Never had he wanted anything so much, but before they could effect the swap, the pursuers caught sight of them.
There! Shouted the one with the Boston accent, he who had proclaimed that the fada was dinner. There they are! Get 'em! Shoot 'em!
And as Jake and Oi switched their minds back into their proper bodies, the first bullets began to flick the air around them like snapping fingers. 10. The fellow leading the pursuers was a man named Flaherty. Of the 17 of them, he was the only Hume. The rest, save one, were low men and vampires. The last was a Taheen with the head of an intelligent stoat and a pair of huge hairy legs protruding from Bermuda shorts. Below the legs were narrow feet that ended in brutally sharp thorns. A single kick from one of Lamla's feet could cut a full-grown man in half. Flaherty, raised in Boston, for the last 20 years one of the king's men in a score of late 20th-century New Yorks, had put together his posse as fast as he could in a nerve-roasting agony of fear and fury. Nothing gets into the pig. That was what Sayre had told Maimon, and anything that did get in was not under any circumstances to be allowed out. That went double for the gunslinger or any of his quartet. Their meddling had long since passed the merely annoying stage, and you didn't have to be one of the elite to know it. But now Maimon, who had been called the canary by his few friends, was dead. And the kid had somehow gotten past them. A kid, for God's love! A fucking kid! But how were they to know that the two of them would have such a powerful totem as that turtle? If the damn thing hadn't happened to bounce beneath one of the tables, it might be holding them in place still. Flaherty knew it was true, but also knew that Sayre would never accept it as a valid argument. Would not even give him, Flaherty, a chance to put it forward. No, he would be dead long before that. And the others as well, sprawled on the floor with the doctor bugs gorging on their blood.